friends, this year should be a special Sluss Maris Hannah Miriam Baschana, and for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, Bracha Vatzlacha B'choma Seyidehem. We are basing this shir on the Shir Yonah Talmud and Shir Dalet on Maseches Yevamos, the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos, very beginning, that Beis Hamid Aleph lists the 15 women who exempt their co-wives and the co-wives of their co-wives from the requirement of chalitza and from the requirement of yibum. The first of this list is Bito, a man's daughter. Why is this listed first? Says the Gemara and Daf Beis on the Beis. Bito came the Asim Midrash Chavivalei, the prohibition of one's daughter, since it is learned through a drasha, it is especially dear to the Tana, and therefore he lists it first. Says Tosfos, Hainu Bito me anusaso. When it says Bito, it means his daughter from the woman that he raped. It appears because, like Rashi says, of Albito Minisuaso, but his daughter from his married wife, Me Ervas Isha Uvito Nafka, is explicit in the Pasuk. There it says, the one is not allowed to take Ervas Isha Uvito, a woman and her daughter. So, if a man is not allowed to marry a woman and her daughter, so he's also not allowed to marry a daughter who comes from his wife, because a daughter that comes from your wife is no worse, is no less than a daughter that comes from another woman who you're married to. If you're married to a woman, you're not allowed to have her daughter, you're not allowed to be with her daughter. So certainly, if you are married to a woman and you have a daughter with her, you're not allowed to be with that daughter. D'lo garu mi bas ishto. Frektosis vim toimar vehechi nafka la vehechi nafka. How is this learned? This is a kal v'chomer. You're not allowed to warn from a kal v'chomer, like we say later on in Perek Beis, Chof Beis Lamed Beis. Gabei achoscha bas avicho bas imecha. Tzorech l'mechle v'choscha hi, l'chayev alachosu bas avi bas imu, l'mar shein mas hirin min hadin. It says that you're not allowed to be with your sister from your mother and your sister from your father, and also your sister, to teach you that you're not allowed to be with your sister from your father and your mother. Why? Because otherwise it would be mashirin min hadin. You'd be asur from a kal v'chomer, that if you're not allowed to take your sister from your mother, you're not allowed to take your sister from your father, you're certainly not allowed to take your sister from both. So memela, we need achoscha to tell you explicitly in the pasuk that you're not allowed to take from both, because otherwise we'd be mashirin min hadin. We'd be forbidding this sister from a kal v'chomer. We're not allowed to forbid a sister. We're not allowed to forbid somebody in masir and min hadin. We're not allowed to from a kal v'chomer. And here, as Tosfos, Bito minisuaso is a kal v'chomer, because we say that it's explicit in the pasuk Ervas Isha Bita. So if you're not allowed to take a woman and her daughter, you're certainly not allowed to take your wife and her daughter. To see what Tosfos answers. Now there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about a daughter who is also the daughter of your wife. She's Bito, and she's also Bas Ishto. What's the din? The Rambam, Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, writes, Lefika Chabal Bito Minisuaso, Chayiv Shtayim. Mishum Bito Umishum Ervas Isha Ubita. If somebody has Bia with a daughter from his wife, he's Chayiv two Lavim, two Isurim. One is Bito and one is Ervas Isha Ubita. One is for actually being with his daughter, and one is being with the daughter of his wife. And in that the Ravid says, no, Elo Hashtayim Einam El Lekovra Bein Rishayim Gemurim. It's not two separate Lavin. Just he did a worse Isser when she's both, and therefore, when they bury him amongst Rishayim Gemurim, like it says, Nivam Naflam Beis, that when you person's not over on two surim, because Einus or Chalal Isser, Mela, he's doing something worse because you would bury him amongst Rishayim Gemurim, but he's not actually over on two surim because he can't be over on both because Einus or Chalal Isser. See here also, if you have Bito and she's also his daughter and she's also the, as he's married to a woman and he has a daughter with her, so he's over on Bito and he's over on Eres Yisho Bito. According to the Rambam, two separate Isurim, and according to the Ravid, it's only one Isur, and it's Lekover Ben Rishayim Gemurim. So it seems that Tosis holds like the Ravid, that a person is not Chai of two Isurim on his daughter, who's also the daughter of his wife, and therefore we can say, Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin. You could say you're not allowed to punish from a Kal V'chomer. Because if he holds like the Rambam, they are chayv shtayim. You can't say in masirim and adin because they're two separate, distinct isurim. But we see that the rivet holds are not two distinct isurim. So therefore, we can say, like Tosfos says, ain masirim and adin. But if there is surim chalukim, then it's not shaykh to say ein mazhirin min hadin. And this is mafurish in Tosfos in Krisus and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Dibar Maschil Lomar, that if you have one iser, you say ein onshin min hadin. But if you have two separate Asurim, then you can't say that. However, we still have to understand the Ravid, because what's the sinyan of the Kovur Bein HaRishayim? Bein Rishayim Gemurim, if she's his daughter, and she's also the daughter of his wife. Rebbe Elchanan explains in Siman Yud Aleph O Zayin in Kovetz Haaretz that also according to the Ravid, Bito Bas Ishto are Asurim Chalukim. But he's only Chayav one time because Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And these two Asurim are effective L'Kov Rebein Rishayim Gemurim, like in every Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So that's the sinyan of L'Kov Rebein Rishayim Gemurim, that we have Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So the second Isser, when he does two Isserim, the second one can't be Chal, but he's still doing something worse. And therefore, you bury him amongst complete Rishayim. So Rabbi Chanan wants to say that there are really two Isserim, just the second one can't be Chal. But if there are two distinct Isserim, and the second one can't be Chal, then what do you mean Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin? Like we said before from Tosis, that you don't say Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin when you talk about two distinct Isurim. Only when you're in the realm of one Isur, and one is worse than the other, like one sister from his mother, and a sister from his father, and his complete sister, so that's all in the realm of one Isur. There we say Ein Onshin Min Hadin, Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin. When they're two distinct Isurim, Tosfos says we don't say Mazhirin Min Hadin. So if they're really, if the Rav Elchanan is correct, and we're talking about two distinct Isurim, then Tosfos' question, and the Ravid is holding like Tosfos, wouldn't be correct of Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin, because we're talking about two distinct Isurim. So therefore, it would appear that the Pshat and the Ravid is that by Arayas, there are two types of Korva, there are two types of closeness in Arayas. There's Korva Shel Atzmo, there's your own Korva, your own relation, like your daughter, your sister, your mother. And then there's Korva De Ishus, and then there's Korva of marriage, like the wife of your brother, the wife of your father, your daughter-in-law. However, Bivas Ishto, if we're talking about the daughter of one's wife or the sister of one's wife, we have to declare if it's also considered a korva of ishus, or do we say no? That the Torah was mechadesh, that the korva that one has, that there is between a mother and her daughter, also is effective for the man, the husband, through the din of ishto kegufo, that it should be considered his daughter, and therefore she is usher to him. So do we say that marriage, that through one's wife, it's his own korva, or do we say no? It's not his own korva, it's korva de ishus. So if it's your brother's wife, it's not his own wife. But if you start, if it's you're married to, related to somebody through your own wife, then maybe ishto kegufo, and it's like your own relative and not just your wife's. According to this tzad, the emes, your wife's daughter is korvas atzmo shelbito. How did you get to that? You got to it through your wife. But once it's your wife's daughter, now it's considered your own relative. So it would appear that the Rambam holds that bas ishto is korva de ishus. And therefore a person's chayv too, al bito val balshi bas ishto. Because babito is your own korva. Basishto is a korva of ishus. Two bazundar asur, two separate asur. The Ravid holds not that bas ishto is asur because through ishto she's considered bito. And therefore he holds there's only one isur. Because both of them, bito, bas ishto, are one korva of bito. And the reason the person's buried amongst Rishayim Gemurim is because the Ravid holds that in order to be buried amongst Rishayim Gemurim, you don't need a second Isser. All you need is another Siva for the Isser. Because of this, if you have a case of Ein Isser Chol Al Isser, the Isser Sheni is Mitla Talia Vakoi. The Isser Sheni is sort of hanging there in limbo, like we see later on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So there's another Siba L'Isser, and therefore the person is Nikbar Bein Rishayim Gemurim. So in other words, there's essentially only one Isser. The Isser is Bito. But there are two Sibos of Bito. One is that is his actual daughter, and the other is that it's the daughter of his wife, which is really his own daughter. Because daughter of his wife is also considered that the Isser there is also his own daughter, because what's his wife's relative is his own relative. This is good Musar, this Ravid. When someone's married and he thinks, oh, it's not my relatives, it's my wife's relatives. So the Ravid holds no, your wife's relatives are your relatives. So based on this, Tosus makes very a lot of sense that he's medamed bito shi bas ishto. He compares one's daughter, who's also the daughter of one's wife, obviously your daughter is also the daughter of your wife, and he compares that to achos v'basav v'basimo, that legabe ein masir menadin, that just like achos chabas avicho basimecha, you also have to write achos chahi to warn also about one whose sister is both maternal and paternal, your sister comes from both your mother and your father. So Tosus asks, so you can't learn your own daughter from Bas Ishto, because that's Ein Masir and Menadin, because they're all in the same category. Just like Achosa Bavasavi Basimo, it's one Isser of Achosa with two Sibos, because she's Bas Aviv, and she's also Bas Ima. So Ein Masir Menadin. When there's only one Siba, either Bas Aviv or Bas Imo, she's Aser. So if there are two Sibos, she's also Aser. She's certainly Aser, but we say Ein Masir Menadin. So that's compared to Bito Shibas Ishto, which is only one Iser. An Iser of Bas. It's your own Bas. And there are two Sibos. One Siba is that she's your own Bas, and the other Siba is that she's your wife's daughter. The Lecha Mishnah is bothered. How come the Ravid isn't Masik on the Rambam earlier, Surei Bia, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Habal Imo, Shi Eishes Aviv, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Imo, Achas Mishum Eishes Aviv, One has bia with his mother, who's also the wife of his father, he's chayiv two asurim. One else mother, and one else wife of father. The rabbit should have said, no. There's only one isur, just like by your daughter, who's also the daughter of your wife, that's the rabbit says that's one isur. This should also be one isur. She's your mother, and she's your father's wife. It's the same thing. One isur. And the nafkamina lekovra b'mishan gemur. Why does the rabbit seem to agree with the Rambam that they're two separate isurim over here? And the answer is not shver at all, because the gabi imoshi eshes aviv, the erva of eshes aviv, is an erva of ishos, and it's not shaykh to imo. So when you talk about one's mother, why is one asur to one's mother? Korvas atzma. Why is one asur to one's mother, is one's father's wife? That's alz ishos, because the ishos of the father. She's the father's wife. So these are taka two separate asurim. There, the ravid's not masik. Beautiful. The rabbit's only masig when there's one isser and two sibus lisser, but when they're two separate isurim, one is korvas atzma and one is ishus, the rabbit is in masig. It says later on, daf gimel amud aleph ubedinu deliktim ele kalasa makama ishusav yishlay bo'olam delo mishum korva hu da'asira. That really, we should have been makdim. The case of one's daughter-in-law, Kalaso, before the case of one, the wife of one's maternal brother, and the wife of one's non-contemporary brother. You should have put Kala before the other ones. You should have put Kala before, in the Mishnah, the case of one's maternal brother, before the case of the wife of one's maternal brother, and the case of the wife of one's non-contemporary brother. So Rashi's bothered why Kala should come first. Since we're talking about relatives, so Kala, your daughter-in-law, should come before the case of one's the wife of one's maternal brother, that she's an erva, and the wife of one's non-contemporary brother. So why should Kala come first? Mishum de kalasu chamirat feminayu v'havlei l'minkat chumrei kem d'lo matzi l'minkat korvei. Kala is more chamor. So none of them are blood relatives. None of them are korvas atzma. They're all related through a relative's marriage. So neither is more closely related than the others. So therefore, Rashi says, at least list them in the order of the chumrah adar, the severity of the isurim. And daughter-in-law is skila. And forbidden brothers' wives, there's only kares. So the Ramban is bothered about Achos Ishto. Why is Achos Ishto first? Why does Achos Ishto precede all of them? So he says, Tzarech lomar d'Achos Ishto k'krovei atzmo damya, kevan d'bekidushei atzmo makarvalei. So Achos Ishto is like his own karov. Why? Because he made them a karov by doing his own kiddushin. That's how the Ramban, that's how the Ramban is, but then he has a different pshat. He doesn't accept Rashi, but he says, Lefi Rashi would come out that Achos Ishto is like Krovei Atzmo, and that's why it's first. since he's Mekariver B'Kedushay Atzma. However, based on what we explained, B'das HaRavid, we can understand very simply why Achos Ishto comes first. Because Achos Ishto is considered a Krovei Atzma. Because Achos Ishto is like Bas Ishto. Because the korv of a sister is also my own sister. My wife's sister is like my sister. Why? Because once you're married to the wife, then that's his own relative. So Achos Ishto is taka like Achosa. And therefore, that's Korvus Atzmo. So that's considered like a blood relative, and therefore it has to precede Kaloso and Eshes Achiv, etc. So that's why Rashi says that these cases are not considered Korvus Atzmo. But Achos Ishto, which came earlier, is considered Krovas Atzma. Why? Because since it's the relative of his wife, it's like his own relative. But the Ramban didn't accept this, because the Ramban holds like the Rambam that Bas Ishto is Korva Deishus, and therefore the Ramban says, wait a second, Achos Ishto is also not Krovas Atzma. It's Korva Deishus. So Ramban was forced to be Metaret. He says that Achos Ishto is like Krovei Atzmo, because since he was Mekarev her, since he became related to her through his own marriage, so therefore she's like Korvus Atzmo. But Rashi, we don't have to say that's the Pshat in Rashi. We can say the Pshat in Rashi is like we learned in the Ravid. Ramban holds like the Rambam, that somebody who's related to through your wife isn't considered your own relative. But Rashi can hold like the Ravid, that somebody who's related to you through marriage is like your own relative. And therefore it's not in the same category as Kalaso and the others. No, so we have a big yesod here to explain Tosfos with the Ravid. And we should all be zocha lomo de lelamed lishmo last of times called the Beis Hamikdash. We have a amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.